Today's daf is Moed Katan daf Vav. We're going to pick it up from Omar Rav Yehuda, Motza Evin Mitsuyenis. So we're continuing talking about marking off the graves. So if you found a single stone, Tachte Tomei, so anything that's underneath it is going to be Tomei. Shtaim, if you found two stones that were marked up, Im Yesh Sid Beinehen, so if there's a line on the ground in between them, then Beinehen Tomei. That shows that the area between them is tamei. But the stones are there, but there's no marking in between the two of them. So then, b'nehem tor. It's going to be not a problem. And this is true even if there was no plowing that took place between the stones. V'hatan, you learned in a brisa. Not like that. Motze evan achas mitsuyenis. If you found one stone that's marked up, Tachteha Tomis, and underneath it is Tomei. Shtaim, you found two stones, Im Yesh Choresh Beinehen, if you do find something that's plowed in between them, so then Beinehem Tor. In between them is going to be Tor. V'im Lav, but there's nothing there, so then Beinehem Tomei, then the area in between them is going to be Tomei. So Amar of Papa, no. How is he going to explain the case? It's like this. Hocha Kish Hasid Shofuch Al Roshehen, Umerude Lekan Ulekan. It's like this. The Brisa is a talking where the Sid, this line was marking up what was Tomei. It was poured on top of them, and it spread like very thin, both on both sides. So, Iika Choresh Beinehen, in that case where you see there was some sort of plowing that took place between them, Beinehem Tor. It's going to be a Tor. The Amor, you'll say like this. Machmas Choresh Hu De Ikpa. The reason why it was peeled off is because it was due to the plowing that happened. The elo, but, right? In other words, let's speak that out for a second. So originally you say that the line was only on top of them to show that there was tummy in beneath it, but it fell down. The elo, but if there's no evidence whatsoever that there was, they did a charisha over here, then sid beini hu vitame. So it was marking up between things, and therefore it would be considered tummy, that ground, that spot of the land. Amravasi Meitzar Echad Mitsuyan. If you had one border of a field that was marked off, so who Tomei? We could assume that border itself is Tomei. V'chol Hasode Kulator, but everything else is going to be fine. That's if you have only one. Shnayim, if you have two parts marked off, Heim Temehim, they're both going to be Tomei. V'chol Hasode Kulator, and again, but the rest of the field is going to be Tahara. Shlosha, you had three parts of it marked off. Hein Temein, v'chol hasada kula tahora. Three, and the rest of it is going to be fine. Arba, if you had all four sides are marked off, so then hein tahorin, the borders themselves are going to be tahor. V'chol hasada kula temein, but the field itself is going to be tamei. The Rama brings this down in a perik ches in a tumas ameis. It's halacha yud aleph. Motze evan achas mitzuyenes tachter tomei hayushdayim im yesh sid beinehem tomei v'im ein sid beinehem el al harish roshehen, like we just saw, it's on top. So im yesh chorosh beinehem tohor she'ein ze el binyan. Okay, v'im ein chorosh beinehem, and if there is nothing, it wasn't plowed between them. V'hai hasid merude al roshehem mikan lakan, and it's like dripping on the sides. Hareze tzion v'tamei. So it's marking off that there was something here, and therefore we consider it to be tamei. Continues now, that was the first case. The Rambam says, Motza meitzar echad mitzuyan. You find one boundary of the field is marked off, right? It's smeared with this stuff. Hu tamei v'chol asad tahora. That's fine, everything else is tor. V'chein shnayim, v'chein shlosha, same thing, two and three. Motza arba mitzareha mitzuyanin. If you found all four are marked off, hein tahorin v'chol asad kula tamei, she'ein marchikin hatziun mimokum hatuma. Because we don't distance it. As Mara was explaining, we saw earlier, and it's coming up also as well, that we don't want to unnecessarily distance any, to cause a loss of land in Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Rambam passes in Tumas Beis in Perek Ches. Okay, continuing now back in the Gemara. The Amar Mar Ein Marchikin Tzion Mimakom Tuma Shlula Hafsid Es Eretz Yisrael. So they marked off all of the borders, right, just to show that really the entire field was Tameh. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Yotzin Afal Hakloim. So these inspectors will go out even on Chol HaMoed to get rid of the kelayim that were growing during the after all the rainy season. Va'akiloyim v'chol shamoid nafkinan. What? They go out during chol hamoed? That's not when they go out. Reminhu, right? Reminhu is interesting. It, literally, the word ram is to raise, right? Ram v'nisal, we say in davening. So reminhu means to raise a contradiction. It's an interesting way of thinking about it. Why do we use the word, I'll raise a contradiction? Maybe I'll lower a contradiction. I think it's one of these English phrases that comes from the Hebrew. Like we spoke out also, right? A dilemma is odilma, right? I have two different ways of looking at it. It's this way or that way. I'm not sure. I have a dilemma. So that's odilma. Okay, so reminhu. So we raise the contradiction, right? From this Mishnah, in famous Mishnah in the beginning of Shkolim. Be'echad ba'odar mashmi anal ha-shkolim v'al ha-kiloyim. So we go out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, not close to 6 weeks later now, Chol Moed Pesach. That's not when they go out to make these... inspections on the Kiloyim. V'chamisha aser bo koronis and Megillah, the Karachim. On the 15th of Adar, we read the Megillah in these the walled cities. V'yotz and the kavites hadrochim, they go and fix out the road. L'sakin arachoyvos in the streets as well. V'lamad hamikvaos, and to make sure that there are memsah, folks in kolt sarche rabim, do all the public needs. Umitzayin esa kavoros, kavoros. They go and they mark out the graves, right? So the yotzin al hakiloyim, right? So they're going out then. So the question, like the Gemara is asking, like this: if you've already gone out 6 weeks ago on Rosh Chodesh Adar, so why are you going out now again for a second time on Chol Hamoed Pesach? So Rebbe Lozav, Rebbe Yosi bar Chanina, right? So they, so machlokes about this. Chad Amar Kan bibakir. Kan be offil. One of them doesn't say who. One is that when we're talking about going out on the beginning of Adar, that was the earlier crop. And here we're talking about Nuban Cholamoy, that's the offil, is like the later crop, right? It doesn't really sprout. It's not recognizable there's Kalim until Cholamoy. Vechadom, and the other one says, Kan bezroim, Kan beyurokos. That when they go out in Adar, that's talking about the grains, because those were already planted in the winter time, so by Adar, you know, they're sprouting. And the Mishnah says, "You're going to Chol Hamoed." That's talking about vegetables. Vegetables they grow later on in the season. Amar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Lo Shon Ela She'ein Nitzan Nikar. This only applies that they go out in Adar when the blossoming it's not Nikar yet. It's not recognizable. Aval Nitzan Nikar, but if it is recognizable that they are blossoming and sprouting and there's kelaim going on, yotzin aleihem, so we would go out on them and we go and we'd uproot all these kelaim even in the zroim. So maishna b'chol shomoed nafkinan. What's different about the chol hamoed, right, that we specifically go out to take care of the kelaim now? You know, there's no other time throughout the year you have to use. That's your Chol Hamoed vacation. You're going to go taking care of Kalim. So Amr Biyakov, Amr Biyochanan, Mishum, Schar Pu'ula, the Mosli Gaban. No, because you have to pay these people. So if you have to pay them, you're going to pay them. They're not, the ordinary workers are not working on Chol Hamoed. So since they're free, they're sitting around their batel anyway, so they're looking for work. And if somebody's out of work and is looking for work, so then they'll take lesser of a salary. So that's what it means. Mosli is like Zol, like a lower price, right? Okay, so Amar Rav Zvi, Vitem Rav Masharshia, Shma Minoy, Sifmir Ki, Haven Lahu Schar, when we pay them, Me Trumas Alishka, Yahavin Lahu, we give them from the Trumas Alishka, we give them from the Basin Migrash funds. To Isal Kadaitach, Mididahu, if we think that we're going to force the owner of it himself, Yahavin Lahu, he's the one who has to pay these workers, Samai Nafkala Minaihu, right? What benefit is there for him, you know? What benefit do you get with saving them? Whatever they want, yes, he's going to have to pay them. So it's you see from here again, it's just an interesting idea to be concerned with public funds, because the base of Mignish is the one that's paying for these workers. So we're going to do it at a time when it's not going to cause any more of a necessary expense than necessary. Ad kama. So now, continue with the climb. The Lord is asking, you know, how much of the two things have to be intermingled in order to be considered like climb. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak ka'oisa sheshanina, like we learned in Mishnah in Kelaim, kol sa sheyesh bo rova zera mimina echod acher yimayit. If you have a quarter of a kav in them, that's going to be the problem, right? In other words, if it's a saw that has a thing, so what's the ratio, we should say, is 1 to 24. That's how we paskin. We'll see in a second. But if you have a mixture of 1/24th, if it's a type of seed and not the main ones, then you have to reduce it. Yimai means you lessen it. You pull out the other one in order to, by doing that, you change the ratio. Let's pull a Shulchan Aruch. Yordeya. Not something that we get to open up too often, right? Hilchas Kloy Azer. A Kloy Zroyim is Resh Sadi Zayin. So in Halacha Hey, Zereshnis Arev Bo Zera Acher, right? You have the two different things that are mixed in. Im Hay Echa Michavtalad. If you have one out of 24, this ratio could go on Saw Shal Chintin, Shnis Arev Bechav Gimel Saw Shal Saorim, Hareza Osir Lizra. Yes. Amur of Adshimai Desachitim. You have to reduce the amount of wheat. Oh, Yosef Alasorim, or you could add the barley, right? You have to change the ratio. You could do it one way. You could subtract from one, you could add to the other. Im Zora Loka, right? You get Malchus. Okay, skip a little bit. That was halacha hey. Seif ches hazorea min haminim kishet samach robo kiloim. Now, once it's sprouted and you see those kiloim here, im haya hamin haachir ech michavtal besode. If it's 1 out of 24, harize yilakit ad she might. You have to pluck it away, remove it until it's your mamayit, you lessened it. Bipnei marasayin. Because it doesn't look nice. It looks like you're doing something wrong. Shem Yom or Kilaim Zar b'Kavana. You did this on purpose. The guy's planting Kilaim in this field. What's going on? I thought he was a religious from observant Jew. Bein Jahai Hamin Echar Acher Tzamach Tavua B'Kitnios B'Tavua Osha Zroni Gina B'Tavua B'Kitnios B'Zroni Gina Im Hayah Hatzomech Pachus Mikan. If it's less than 1 to 24, Ain It Tzorech L'Mato. You don't have to literally lessen it. It's not going to be a problem. That's how we paskin. Okay, continuing now at the top of Amud Beis, the Hatanya. Continuing now about discussing this halacha that we send out these like shluchim to go and inspect and take any of the kelim that they find that were growing in the fields. Hiskinu shiyuhu mafkirin kol hasadakulo. Right? Didn't we learn that they made everything hefker? They made ownerless, right? So if they're not going to go out and pulling them out, so lo kasha. No, there's really not a kasha here between whether actually going on upbringing, whether making it hefker. Kan kodem takona, kan la'acher takona. It's two different times. The Mishnah says they're going out and actually pulling out them. That was before they made a takona. But here we're saying the Braisa, which says that you make things hefker, that's after they made a takona. D'tanya, so it speaks it out. B'rishona hayu okrin u'mashlichin lifnei behemton. Originally, they go out to the fields and they would see, look, this guy has a kelayim. So they would pull it out and they would throw it in front of their animals. They were so happy on account of two different reasons. Achas, one reason why they were happy to have these like shluchim based income. Sheminach shin lahen srosehin. They're weeding out their fields for them. They're taking it out of the other types. Very good. And the second reason why they were so happy. Shemashlichim lifnei behemtav. Because now you're feeding my animals. You save me money on that account also. So therefore, there's no incentive whatsoever for this owner of the field to do anything about it. This is gevaldik. They come out, they clean it up, they feed my animals, nothing doing. So therefore, what's the takana? Says the Gemara, Hiskinu shiyuhu okrin umashlichin al hadrochim. So the takana was that they should take them out and then just throw it in the middle of the derech, throw it on the road. But still, there was a smechin simcha gedola. They're still they're really pretty happy with this. That's still good for them. Shemenakshin srosehin. They're still weeding out their fields. So therefore, they realized this wasn't a good solution at all. Hiskinu shehu mafkirin kol hasadaku. Then they made the whole thing hefker. Once it's hefker, right, that's a different story already. So you made my field hefker, right? The basin had that koach, so now people weren't so happy anymore not to have their fields. This Rambam is in Hilchos Kiloyim, Perik Beis, Halacha Tazayin. He speaks out the Gemara, says, Rishona haya oikrin umashlichin, right? As we said, they would uproot it and then throw them in front of the animals. They're so happy. Shemenachin lahen. So same. It's cleaning up their fields. Hiskinishum of mafkirin as kol hasada shemotsu bo kiloim. So they made the whole field hefka. Can you imagine the scene? The guy has a big, property, and now all of a sudden he just loses hundreds of thousands of dollars because he had kiloim. So hu shemotsu bo min acher echad me esrim the arba.
That's what we just said a few minutes ago, that when the ratio was 1 to 24. But the Rambam tells us, of a pachos mikan, if it's less than this ratio, lo yogabo, they didn't touch it. Right? So there was a certain threshold that had to reach before they would go and make the filled hefker. But if it was less than that, then they wouldn't do anything with it. Okay, next Mishnah. Next Mishnah in the Perek. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer. So actually, there's two Tanoim by this name. One of them lived during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and the other one was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Moshchin es Hamayim me'ilon le'ilon. You're allowed to draw water from one tree to another tree. This is talking about the Chalamoy, because the trees are in desperate need of the water. Bilvad, however, provided, Shlo yashke es kol hasoda. You can't water your entire field. Zeroyim, right, plants, shalo, shosu lifnei hamoed, they didn't get anything to drink, they weren't watered, right, before Yom Tov, lo yashkein b'moed, then you should not water them on chalamoed, you know, they don't need it, so don't do it. V'chacham matirim, the chachamim allow both bazeh, and the trees, bazeh, and the cases of the plants. Okay, says the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda, im haise soda mitunenes. If the field was like moist and then it's like a you know, I'm imagining like some sort of muddy field, right? So then mutter, then you'd be allowed. But if it dried up now, right? So it's mutter to water the entire field, even according to Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa like this. Kisha Omru Osu Lahashkoisan B'moed. When we said you're not allowed to do an Chol Moed, Lo Omru Elav Izroyim. This is only talking about these types of plants. Shloshosu Milifnei Hamoed. You didn't water them all before Yom Tov. Aval Zroyim Shloshosu Lifnei Hamoed. But those you did water them before Yom Tov, it started to grow. Motel Lahashkoisan B'moed. You're allowed to continue to water them, because if you did not water them, that could be a major loss, right? That could be a Hefsid Meruba. So then you would be in fact allowed to do them. Ve'im ha'isas soda mitunenes mutter. And if the field was muddy, moist before Yom Tov started, then it's mutter to water the field, even if it hadn't been watered before Yom Tov. Ein mashkin sedei gorid b'moed. You're not allowed to water a sedei. Gorid is like a dried field. So you can't dan chol moed. Chacham matirim bazeh v'zeh. That's both. They allow both to do the plants that were, you know, not watered before the Yom Tov, and this stay grid, this dried up field you're allowed to. Omer Ravina Shma Mino. So you see from this halacha, Hai Tarbitza Share Le Tarbutze B'Cholol D'Moedah. You're allowed to do this like sprinkling water on cholamoids. Now he's going to speak out. Ravina says, like, you know, how did I get from this? What's the limb? So Shma Mino, you hear from this. He says, Glenn, like this. Snake gorid my time. What's the reason why the Rabbonim allowed you to water this you know, dry field, right? Meaning despite the fact that your plants are not gonna die from not getting any water, right? The reason is because when you're watering these in advance, the afla meshavi le chorpa, it turns a late crop into an earlier crop. Right, so you can understand from this case that the late ripening of the crop, that's a substantial loss. That's a hesed meruba. So that's enough of a reason to allow you to do the malacha they would have otherwise been awesome to do on chol hamoed. So hachanami says so too here. But this case of the this garden, this tarbitza, this thing you're allowed to sprinkle the water on that. Afla meshavi lechorpa. It turns the late crop into the early one, and therefore that's why you're allowed to do this on chalamoid. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa, marbitin sde lavan b'shvis avalo b'moid. You're allowed to sprinkle water in a sde lavan, like a grain field during a shmita year, but you're not allowed to do it on chol hamoed. The Rambam. Let's get it out here. The Rambam brings this down. Second. Shvisus Yom Tov. Eino Ches Gimel. Eino Isin Ugios Peikre Hagefonim Kadesh Esmal Lamayim Veim Hay Asuyos Miskalkalu Hareze Mesachnim Bemoed Chinam Samayim Shiskalkalu Mesachnim Osa Bemoed. We did these back on Daf Hey. Things you're allowed to fix. Kate Zed Haisamuka Tefach. Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is right. Okay, Ketzah Hayamuka Tefach. Right, we talk about this. If it's one, you could dig five more tefachim, ad shisha, haisamuka tefrayim. If it's two, ma'amikim ad shiva, you could add six more to that. The Gemara said you can't do it at 12, if you remember, on I think it was Dalit, right? The Dalit and Beis. You can't go to 12. You could go to 7. Morshchenes amayim ilan ilan bavad shlo yashkes kol hasada. That's our case right now. Im hayis hasada lecha. If it was moist, mutar lahashkois es kula. You're allowed to water the whole thing. Umar bitzin es hasada b'moed. You're allowed to sprinkle water on here. Shekol hadvarim ha'elu ein behem torach yaser. It's not a tremendous. It's not a tirchi yasera. So these malachas, some of these we've seen earlier in the Masechet already, but it's good chazara. That's what the Rambam is telling us over here in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. Hatanya, back inside the Gemara, this is like 1 second. Oh wait, let me just, the whole idea about the late crop and the early crop, right? So when you have a lack of water in the winter crops, that delays the development of their roots. So it's like a general overall decay in what's going to happen to the plants. So that's going to cause it to sprout and to ripen later on. So therefore, if you give extra water earlier on, that's going to help out the ripening process of it. That's why it was allowed. I don't think we spoke that out, but that's what the Gemara means when it says, right, off the Meshav Lecharpa, that it turns the late crop into the early one. Okay, Vaita, yeah, Vahatani, we learned in a Braisa. Marbitzin bein b'moed bein b'shvius. 1 second, you're allowed, different Braisa says, you're allowed to sprinkle the water both on Shemitah and on Chol HaMoed. Amravuna lokash is no difficulty. Ha, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Braisa that says that it's Oster, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Ha, but the Braisa says you're allowed to, that's the Rabbanon, that's the more Makel Shita of the Rabbanon over here. Tani idach, I have a brisa marbitin say lavan erev shvis kadesh yetsu v'yorachos v'shvis. You're allowed to sprinkle and water the stay lavan on erev shmita, the erev shvis, so that it's going to sprout during a shmita year. And not only that, lo od ella shemarbitin say lavan v'shvis kadesh yetsu yorachos l'moitzi shvis. You're allowed to put water stay lavan during the Shemitah year itself, so they'll go, what's with Shvius, right? Because sprinkling the water is not really, it's like a full-fledged malacha, so it's allowed, right? Yeah, as long as not both of them aren't going to happen during the same Shemitah year, that would be allowed. Okay, next Mishnah. Tzadin es ha ishus, you could trap these, and ishus, the word is like a type of mole, right? Ve'es ha'achbarim, and these types of mice, misdei ha'ilon, they're in the field, misdei ha'lovan, in the grain field, right? You could do this kedarko. In the normal way, is you trap them throughout the whole year. You could do this both ba'moed, chalmoed, v'ashvius, and in shmitir. Chachamim omrim, it depends. Misdei ha'ilon, in this like tree, the orchard, then that's kedarko. You could trap them normally. But misdei ha'lovan, but in a grain field, shalokadarka, right? Because there's no real major the trees that's a hefsin ruva, but the grain, right? So then you can only do it during with a shinui these times. Umekarin es hapirtza b'moed. You're allowed to seal up the break in a wall. A pirtza means like the poritz geta means like something breaks down, right? So this is the wall of like your garden. You're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed with shvius. Right? And the Shvius, you could bone kedarko. You could even build it in the normal way, because again, that's not considered a working the field, right? Despite that it's benefiting it, but that's not actually also during the Shemitah year to build up the wall. So the Gemara now asks, my Ishus, what's the meaning Ishus, right? Not like a woman Ishus, but like this animal, right? Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said, it's Bria She'ein Lo Einayim. It's a blind animal. It has no eyes, right? It's this type of rodent that digs holes in the ground. It's going to damage things. Amar Rav Bar Yishmael, V'itema Rav Yemar Bar Shalamya. Mikra, what's the pasuk that defines for us what the Ishus is? So it's a pasuk in Tehillim Nun Ches. Kemo Shabalul Temes. Yahaloich nefel eshes bal chazu shamesh, right? It's like a snail that melts and it disappears, like the fall of this eshes, this little mole that hasn't seen the sun. So you see, what's the reason it hasn't seen the sun? It doesn't have eyes. Tan Rabbanan. Okay, we have a braisa. Tzadin es ha'ishus ve'es ha'achbarim misdei ha'lavan u'misdei ha'ilon kedarko. You're allowed to trap these moles and the mice in the grain field and the orchard in the regular way. U'machrivin chorei namolim. And you're allowed to be chorei, destroy these types of ant holes so that the ants aren't going to bother you either. Ketzad machriven. So how do you destroy ant holes?
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, maybe offer mechor ze v'nos netoch chor ze.
So you bring like a foreign soil. You take this from one ant hole and you put it into the other one. The hein chonkin, the chone chanika is like a strangling ze ze. They're gonna fight so much. They're gonna be. They're not familiar with each other, right?
So in the Steinfeld, it says like every ant nest hole has its own particular odor to it. So that's affected when they have the other things that come. There's some sort of like particular scent to it, and that's what throws them off. So from a distance, it's like you're introducing a foreign element into it. So then they start fighting and literally
strangling each other over here. These ants.
Omer v'yemar bar shlamyo mishmeda baye.
Said over in the name of the Bible, no, it only works under very certain circumstances.
V'hu dekoy betray evrei nahara. This is when they're on two opposite sides of the river.
V'hu delech a gishra, and there's no gesher, there's no bridge that connects the two sides.
V'hu delech a gamla, and there's not even like a plank, like this board that bridges over the two waters.
V'hu delech a mitzra, and there's not even like a rope that you could stretch, very taunt, and you could cross the river. But
if there's any connection whatsoever between the two sides of the river, and then the ants in there, they recognize each other. They're chaveirim, and they're not going to fight. They're not going to strangle each other.
Ad kama. So up to what distance do the ant holes have to be so adjacent that the river is, you have to separate them? So
Gemara says, ad parsa. Up until a parsa. And that most of the Mefarshim understand that means that the river is needed to separate between these only when the distance is less than a parsa. But if the distance is more than a parsa, then you don't need the river.
Okay, we'll pick it up in Mitzvah next time with the top of Daf Zion.